This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 5 of Medina Arabic Book 3, Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, what have we been learning in the past few lessons? We've been learning about and revising Ismul Fa'il. Ismul Fa'il. We have, for example, the verb Kataba Yaktubu. Kataba, he wrote. Yaktubu, he is writing. Well, the one who writes, the one who is the writer, this individual we call them, we call this the Ismul Fa'il. And in English we say writer, whereas in Arabic we would call this person a Katibun. Katibun. So we took the verb and we made an Ism Fa'il. Katibun. We find somebody, he steals. Allahu musta'an. Saraqa. Saraqa. He stole. Who is the one who stole? The sariqun. Sariqun. Sariqun is the one who stole, the thief. We find that we all worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the worshipper, abada. Abada ya'budu. He worshipped, he is worshipping. Well, what is the ism fa'il? Abidun, abidun. Sajada yasjudu. He prostrated, he is prostrating. Well, the one who prostrates is called a sajidun, sajidun. Walhamdulillah. And so we learned about the ismul fa'il, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. We also learned about the ismul maf'ul, ism maf'ul, the one who gets the action, the one who gets the action. Example, somebody, qatala yaqtulu, qatala, he killed, yaqtulu, he is killing. Well, the killer is the ism fa'il, is the ism fa'il, qatilun, qatilun. The killer is called the qatilun. Well, the one who was killed, what do we call that individual? The one who was killed, the one who was murdered, we say this is the maqtulun, maqtulun, maqtulun. Ism maf'ul, ism maf'ul. The action of killing has fallen upon this person and they are called the maqtulun, maqtulun. We are all makhlukun. We are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the ism fa'il, the khaliqun. And we are the makhlukun. We are the creation. We are the makhlukun. The action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fallen upon us. We are those that were created. We are the makhlukun. And Allah is our khaliqun. Walhamdulillah. For example, somebody is happy and so this happiness has fallen upon them. We say that they are masrurun, masrurun. We say, for example, the pen is maksurun, maksurun, broken. This breakage has fallen upon the pen and now the pen is maksurun. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will begin with lesson number 6, and inshaAllah, if possible, we will also move on to lesson number 7, inshaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, O male and female slaves, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will we be studying in lesson number 6? We will be learning about ism makan, ism zaman. Ism makan, ism zaman, inshaAllah. That ism makan, this is the noun with regards to the place and the noun with regards to the time, insha'Allah. We will learn about that example. La'iba yal'abu. La'iba, he played. Yal'abu, he is playing. Well, the place or the time of this playing is called the mal'abun. Mal'abun. The place where you played is called the mal'abun. The time of play is called mal'abun. Excellent. For example, we will see that maghribun. 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 This could be the place where the sun sets. And also, this is the time of the sun setting. So ism makan, place, and ism zaman, time. Mashriqun. Mashriqun is the east. It's the place. It's also the time. The time of the sunset. Walhamdulillah. And so we will see that the ism makan, ism zaman of our discussion here, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, that they form two forms. Number one, maf'alun, maf'alun, maf'alun. That's the scale. Maf'alun or maf'ilun, maf'ilun, maf'alun and maf'ilun, maf'alun and maf'ilun. Example, mal'abun is on the scale of maf'alun. Matbakhun, matbakhun is the kitchen. Matbakhun is also on the scale of maf'alun. Whereas maghribun and mashriqun, they are on the scale of maf'ilun, walhamdulillah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we begin with lesson number 6, insha'Allah. Ad-darsu sadisu. So we have al-mushrifu. Al-mushrifu, mushrifu is the one in charge. He does ishraf, he overlooks matters. And so al-mushrifu. Ba'da tahiyyati, after the tahiyya, after the welcoming, after the salam, tahiyya. Wa idha huyitum bi tahiyya, fahayyu bi ahsana minha aw rudduha. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, if you are given the greeting, then you respond, wa idha huyitum bi tahiyya fahayyu bi ahsana minha, then you respond in a better manner or similar to it. Somebody says to you, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, it's better for you to say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, to increase and make more dua for them. But the minimum is that you say what they said, you respond likewise, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. But what is not good, what is not right, is that you go less than whatever they've greeted you with. Example, somebody says, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you respond, wa alaykum assalam. No, you are a miser. Brother, you are a miser. At least meet them or do better. Walhamdulillah. أأنتم المشتركون في رحلة الحج؟ أأنتم المشتركون في رحلة الحج؟ Are you people the participants in the journey of Hajj? In the journey of Hajj, the rihla, the journey of Hajj. So probably the schools taking a group for Hajj. And so the mushrif, the one in charge, he says, أَأَنْتُمُ الْمُشْتَرِكُونَ. Are you people, the participants, those who have given their names, you are part of the group for the Hajj journey? Then we find Ahmed says, نَعَمْ. Then the mushrif says, or the mushrif rather in brackets here, he does this action. Ya'udduhum, he counts them. Wa yunadihim, and he calls them. Thumma yaqulu, and then he says. So ya'udduhum, he counts them. Adda ya'uddu, he counts them. Wa yunadihim, nida, to call. Wa yunadihim thumma yaqulu, and then he says. أَنْتُمُ الْآنَ ثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ. You people are now 18. أَيْنَ حَامِدٌ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي. أَيْنَ حَامِدٌ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي. Where is brother Hamid? And where is عَبْدُ الْهَادِي? Then, أَيْنَ حَامِدٌ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي. Then we find that the brother Bara, his name is Bara. So Bara says, حامد في المطعم.
Hamidun is in the mat'am. So take note, mat'am, mat'am is one of our ism makan. Mat'am is one of our ism makan. Excellent. Amma Abdul Hadi, as for Abdul Hadi, faqad dhahaba ila al-masrifi, faqad dhahaba ila al-masrifi. Amma Abdul Hadi, as for Abdul Hadi, faqad dhahaba, then he has gone ila al-masrifi. Masrifi is the bank, the place where you do sarf, exchanging of money. Sarf, the place where the money is exchanged, is called the masrifun. So he is gone to the masrif, that's the ism makan there. Faqad dhahaba ila al-masrifi. And the one who does the money exchange is called the sarraf. Sarraf, excellent. So you're in some Arab country, you ask them, where's the masrif? Where is the bank, the place of money exchange? Can I speak to one of the sarraf? Can I speak to one of the money exchanges? سَيَأْتِيَانِي بَعْدَ عَشْرِ دَقَائِقَ inshaAllah. Bara says, one's gone to the mat'am, to the kitchen, to the restaurant, and the other is gone to the bank. سَيَأْتِيَانِي, they both will come, بَعْدَ عَشْرِ دَقَائِقَ, after 10 minutes, inshaAllah, if Allah wills. The mushrif says, أَمُسْتَعِدُّونَ أَنْتُمْ, are you people ready? أَمُسْتَعِدُّونَ, أَمُسْتَعِدُّونَ أَنْتُمْ, are you people prepared, ready? InshaAllah, Brother Hassan says. مَتَ السَّفَرُ InshaAllah, Ali asks, when is our travel? When is the travel, InshaAllah? The Mushrif says, فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, at 3 o'clock, InshaAllah. Then Ahmed says, أَيْنَ نَلْتَقِي, where will we meet? إِلَى اللِّقَاءِ, we learned previously, لِقَاءِ means a meeting. أَيْنَ نَلْتَقِي, where will we meet? أَيْنَ نَلْتَقِي, where will we meet? The Mushrif says, نَلْتَقِي فِي مَوْقِفِ السَّيَّارَةِ, we will meet in the موقف. موقف is an ism makan. نَلْتَقِي فِي مَوْقِفِ السَّيَّارَةِ, نَلْتَقِي فِي, we will meet in, مَوْقِفِ السَّيَّارَةِ, in the parking of the cars, bil jami'ati, in the parking lot. Waqafa yaqifu, and the place where you stop, etc., where you park, is called the mawqif. Naltaqi fi mawqifi sayyarati bil jami'ati, we will meet in the parking lot of the cars at the university. يجب أن تكونوا هناك, it's incumbent, it's compulsory, it's wajib, أن تكونوا هناك, that you people are there, it's incumbent that you people are there, قبل موعد السفر, before the موعد, موعد meaning the time, the appointment, the appointment, وعد, وعد means to promise, موعد, the place, موعد is the, well, it could be the place, and it could be the time, here it means, قبل موعد السفر بنصف ساعة, it means the appointed time, يجب أن تكونوا هناك, it's incumbent that you people are over there, قبل موعد السفر, before the appointed time of the travel, بنصف ساعة, by half an hour, you people need to be there before the appointed time by at least half an hour. هَاتُوا حَقَائِبَكُمْ, bring you people's bags. Bring your bags. هَاتُوا, bring حَقَائِبَكُمْ, حَقَائِبَكُمْ, you people's bags. وَضَعُوهَا, and put them what? Put them the bags. And put the bags. فِي السَّيَّارَةِ الْوَاقِفَةِ, put you people's bags in the car which is parked. أمام مدخل المهجع, which is parked in front of the dormitory entrance. MashaAllah. هاتوا حقائبكم, bring your bags. وضعوها, and put it. في سيارتي, in the car. What type of car? Which car? Describe the car. في السيارة الواقفة, the car which is parked. في السيارة الواقفة, واقفة, parked. أمام, in front of. مدخل المهجع, the entrance. مدخل, مدخل is the entrance. It's an اسم مكان. مدخل المهجع, مهجع is also an اسم مكان here. والحمد لله. لما يأتي زملاؤنا الساكنون في المهجع الثاني. Brother Naif, he says, لما يأتي, has not yet come. لما يأتي زملاؤنا, have not yet come our colleagues, الساكنون, those who stay, describe those colleagues who stay في المهجع الثاني, who stay in dormitory number two. The Mushrif says, أولئك سيلحقون بنا. They will catch up with us. يلحقون, سيلحقون, they will catch up with us. بعد محطة القطار القديم. They will catch up with us. They will catch up with us. عند محطة القطار. At the station. Mahatta is a station. At the train station. Al-Qadimi, at the old train station. They will catch up with us at the old train station. Again, Ulaika, those ones, sayalhaquna bina, will catch up with us. Inda mahattati al-qitar al-Qadimi, at the old railway station. Ibrahim says, "Kam hum? How many are they? Hum asharatun. They are 10. Amr says, "Nahnu zahibuna fil yawm as-sabi'i. We are going on the 7th day. Akhsha an yakuna az-zihamu. Akhsha an yakuna az-zihamu. So they are going for Hajj, but they are going on the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah. So he says, "Akhsha, I fear an yakuna az-zihamu, that the crowds, ziham, the traffic, the crowds, shadidan, will be severe fil matafi wal mas'a, will be severe at the mataf, the place where you make tawaf, and the mas'a, the place where you make sa'i between Safa and Marwa." Mushrif says, لا تخف, الله الميسر. Don't fear. Allah is the one who makes it easy. أنا ذاهب إلى مكتبي. I'm going to my office. أنا ذاهب إلى مكتبي. I'm going to my office. لا تنسوا أن موعدنا. Do not forget. All of you, don't forget. أن موعدنا, that our appointed time, our appointment, الساعة الثانية, is at 2 o'clock, one nisf, 2 o'clock and half, meaning 2:30, في موقف السيارات, in the parking lot of the cars, inshaAllah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, that was a short passage, walhamdulillah, and in the passage, we went through quite a few of the ism makan and ism zaman. Mawqif, we came across mataf, mas'a. Mataf and mas'a are ism makan. As for mawqif, also ism makan. Maw'id, ism zaman. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Let's move on to the tamareen, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Number one, ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. ما عدد المشتركين؟ ما عدد المشتركين؟ What's the number of participants في رحلة الحج, in the Hajj journey? What's the answer? عددهم 30 طالبا. عددهم 30 طالبا. Correct or incorrect? So we had, for example, we had 18, then two of the other guys, one was at the mat'am, one was gone to the bank, and then there's also the other 10 of them from the second dormitory. So in total, they are 30, walhamdulillah. عددهم 30 طالبا, عددهم 30 طالبا, عددهم, their number, 30 طالبا, their number is 30 students, walhamdulillah. Number two, Then they ask us, أَيْنَ ذَهَبَ حَامِدٌ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي أَيْنَ ذَهَبَ حَامِدٌ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي جواب, حَامِدٌ ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَطْعَمِ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَصْرِفِ. Again, حَامِدٌ ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَطْعَمِ وَعَبْدُ الْهَادِي ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَصْرِفِ. ما شاء الله. مَتَى مَوْعِدُ السَّفَرِ مَتَى مَوْعِدُ السَّفَرِ. What time is the appointed time for the travel? What time are they traveling? جواب, مَوْعِدُ السَّفَرِ, the time of the travel, فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Is it at 3 o'clock? Yes, it's at 3 o'clock, but they need to be there at 2:30. Walhamdulillah. موعد السفر في الساعة الثالثة بإذن الله. موعد السفر في الساعة الثالثة والحمدلله. Number four. أين يلتقي الطلاب؟ أين يلتقي الطلاب؟ Where are the students meeting? وفي أي ساعة؟ And at what time? جواب. Jawab is يلتقي الطلاب, the students are meeting, في موقف السيارات, at the car park, بالجامعة, at the university, قبل موعد السفر بنصف ساعة, before the time of travel by 30 minutes. So if we mentioned in the previous question 3 o'clock, so obviously here it means 2:30. يلتقي الطلاب في موقف السيارات بالجامعة. The students are meeting at the car park at the university, قبل موعد السفر بنصف ساعة, before the appointed time for travel by 30 minutes, by 30 minutes, والحمد لله. Number 5, أين يلحق بهم طلاب المهجع الثاني؟ سيلحقون بهم. Question means, أين يلحق, where will catch up with them, the students from the second dormitory. سيلحقون بهم عند محطة القطار القديم. سيلحقون بهم عند محطة القطار القديم. سيلحقون بهم عند محطة القطار, محطة القطار القديم. جميل والحمد لله ما شاء الله. That's exercise number one. Exercise number two, they tell us كلمة موعد. The word موعد مأخوذة من وعد يعد. It's extracted, it's taken from وعد يعد. It's from وعد, he promised, يعد, he is promising, للدلالة على زمان الوعد, which indicates the time of the promise, of the appointment, أو مكانه, or its place. وتسمى اسم زمان, and it's called the اسم زمان, إن كانت للدلالة على الزمان, واسم مكان, إن كانت للدلالة على مكان. And so if it's indicating time, then it's called اسم زمان, and if it's indicating place, it's called اسم مكان. اسم الزمان والمكان اسمان مصوغان للدلالة على زمان الفعل أو مكانه, ويصاغان من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعل ومفعل. And so the forms or the scales for this here, if it is in the ism, if it's in the fi'l thulathi, the three radical type of verb, then it's on the scale of maf'alin and maf'ilin. وَيَأْتِيَانِ عَلَى وَزْنِ مَفْعَلٍ إِذَا, also it comes upon the scale of maf'al, if it is a fi'l naqis, majra, manjara, مجرى من جرى يجري. مجرى من جرى يجري. جرى, he ran. يجري, something. جرى, something which is flowing. So مجرى would be the place or the time there. So if it's a فعل ناقص, then it's also on the same scale. أو كان مضارع مفتوح العين, مفتوح العين, أو مضمو, أو مضمومها. Example, ملعب من لعب يلعب, لعب يلعب ملعب, كتب يكتب مكتب. جميل. ويأتيان على وزن مفعل إذا كان, and it's on the scale of مفعل, so مفعل and مفعل, كان الفعل الصحيح الآخر مكسور العين في المضارع. Example: جلس يجلس مجلس. نزل ينزل منزل. Again: جلس يجلس مجلس. نزل ينزل منزل. وإذا كانت مثالا الصحيح الآخر: وقف يقف موقف. وقف يقف موقف. وضع يضع موضع. وضع يضع موضع. وقد تلحق مفعلا ومفعلا هاء التأنيث كما هو كما في and it can also take the ta of the feminine like مدرسة like محكمة like مكتبة like منزلة as we will see inshallah. Let's look at exercise number 3. So exercise number 3, they want us to put the ism زمان or the مكان for the following inshallah. Let's see. سعى يسعى سعى يسعى and then the place would be سعى يسعى would be مسعى مسعى سعى يسعى would be مسعى. سعى means to walk. يسعى he is walking and مسعى the place or the time. لها لها and يلهو لها يلهو amusement play. And so the place or the time is malha, malha, amusement, place of amusement, etc. Rama yarmi marma. Rama means to throw. He threw, he is throwing. And marma, the place of throwing. Awa ya'wi means like safety, security, shelter. And so the place that you take for security and shelter is called a ma'wa. مأوى مأوى. نفى ينفي. نفى ينفي means to like kick out, exile, banish. So نفى ينفي, the place of exile would be the منفى منفى. لعب يلعب would be the ملعب ملعب. لعب يلعب ملعب, the place of playing. Then we have طعم يطعم. طعم يطعم would be مطعم. طعم يطعم مطعم مطعم. طبخ يطبخ. طبخ يطبخ مطبخ. طبخ يطبخ مطبخ. جميل جميل. قعد يقعد مقعد. قعد يقعد مقعد. مقعد is the place of sitting. The place of sitting. هجع يهجع. هجع يهجع مهجع. The residence, the dormitory, the place of stay. Excellent. As for جيم, then they tell us كان يكون مكان. Simple one that. كان يكون مكان. مكان. مكان means place. قام يقوم مقام. قام يقوم مقام. The place of standing. طاف يطوف مطاف, the place of making طواف. زار يزور مزار, the place of visitation. مزار مزار. مر يمر ممر. ممر means like a pathway. جيد. حل يحل. حل يحل محل محل محل. قر يقر. قر يقر مقر مقر. مقر is like the place. This is his مقر. This is his place of being, of residency, of استقرار, of being there, etc. Then we find حط يحط محط. حط يحط محطة. محطة is a station. حط يحط محطة station. ولد يلد مولد. ولد يلد مولد. مولد is the place or the time of the birth. ورد يلد مورد. ورد يلد مورد. ورد it's mean like narrated or brought. يلد مورد. وقف يقف موقف. وقف يقف موقف. موقف is the place or the time. وقف يقف موقف. وضع يضع موضع وضع يضع وضع he put يضع he is putting موضع the place of putting وقف he stood يقف he is standing the place of standing is called the موقف then رجع يرجع مرجعون رجع يرجع مرجعون رجع he returned يرجع he is returning مرجعون the place of return صرف يصرف مصرف صرف he exchanged like with notes يصرف مصرف is the place of this exchange مصرف bank we call it today عرض يعرض عرض means to put something forward to present something well the place of presentation is called معرض 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 like where you showcase stuff etc معرض of books etc جلس يجلس مجلس the place of sitting is called the مجلس والحمد لله then they give us in exercise number 4 some examples and they say to us example هو مني بمرأة هو مني بمرأة ومسمع أي بحيث أراه وأسمع كلامه. This is like a famous statement where somebody says, as for so and so, هو مني, he is like to me, بمرأة بمرأة ومسمع. He is in a position where I am watching him and I hear him. أي بحيث أراه وأسمع كلامه. In a situation, in a place where I can see him and I can hear him. So مرأن is an اسم مكان and مسمعن is also an اسم مكان. اسم مكان. Both of them are اسم مكان. That this person is in a place where I can see him and I can hear him. قال الله تعالى ألا إن موعدهم الصبح أليس الصبح بقريب أليس الصبح بقريب here we find موعد موعد is an اسم زمان موعد is an اسم زمان موعد اسم زمان also موعد is اسم مكان موعد can be an اسم زمان and it can be اسم مكان موعد can be the time and it can also be the place جيد and that's on the scale of مفعل مفعل and it's from the verb وعد وعد يعد excellent لقد كان or rather before that ألا إن موعدهم الصبح that indeed surely that their appointed time is at the time of صبح أليس الصبح بقريب is فجر time not close لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال there was in سبأ that from Yemen في مسكنهم آية in their homes this was a sign جنتان عن يمين وشمال that rivers on the right جنتان two rivers عن يمين وشمال on the right and on the On the right and on the left, subhanallah. Jayib. So here, what ism zaman or ism makan do we have here? We find the لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَّبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ So maskan, maskan is our ism makan. It's on the scale of مَفْعَلٌ and it is from the verb سَكَنَ. It's from the verb سَكَنَ. سَكَنَ يَسْكُنُ. The next one. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسِ مَشْرَبَهُمْ That all the people knew their place of drinking. So, اسم مكان, their place of drinking, مَشْرَبٌ مَشْرَبٌ on the scale of مَفْعَلٌ from شَرِبَ يَشْرَبُ Excellent. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ Is Jahannam not a place of dwelling for the disbelievers? مَثْوَى مَثْوَى This is an اسم مكان. It's on the scale of مَفْعَلٌ and it's from the verb ثَوَى 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 The place of dwelling. Number 6. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ مَلْجَئٍ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ مَلْجَئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ مَلْجَئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمَئِذ 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 نَعَمْ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ مَلْجَئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ that you have no refuge, no place of safety, security on that day. مَا لَكُمْ, you people do not have. مِن مَلْجَأ, مَلْجَأ is place of safety, security, etc. So that's an ism makan, مَلْجَأ, the place where you seek refuge and security, مَلْجَأ, يَوْمَئِذ, on that day. So مَلْجَأ is our ism makan, it's on the scale of مَفْعَلٌ, and it's from لَجَأَ, لَجَأَ is our verb, walhamdulillah. And the next one we have there is عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, rather the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قام من مجلسه ثم رجع إليه, whoever stands up from his place of sitting, ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ, and then he returned to it, فَهُوَ أَحَقُّ بِهِ, then he's got more haq to it. مَنْ قَامَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ, مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ, from his majlis, the place where he was sitting. So that's an ism makan, his majlis. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ, and then he returns to it, then he's got more right to it. Somebody was sitting somewhere, he stood up to get something, he stood up to get a tissue, etc., and he comes back, you can't take his place. He's got more right to that place because he had the intention to return, walhamdulillah. Lastly, in exercise 5, they ask us that from the passage, pull out some of the ism makans and ism zamans, and we've already done so. We found, for example, ism makan like mat'amun, masrifun was the bank, mawqifun was the place of parking, madkhalun was the entrance, mahja'un the dormitory, mahattatun was the station, Mas'a, the place of Sa'i, Maktabun was the office, Maw'idun was the time of the appointment, walhamdulillah. Excellent, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, let us read through exercise number 7, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. What will we learn in exercise number 7? We will learn about ism ala. Ism ala is the noun of the instrument. The instrument used for whatever. Example, miftahun. Fataha yaftahu means to open. He opened. Miftahun. The one who does the opening is called the fatihun. Excellent. What instrument do you use to open? He used the miftahun. Excellent. That's what we are discussing. Miftahun. Miftahun. Jameel. Mizanun is a scale. Mizanun is a scale. The instrument of weighing. And there are three forms, three patterns here. Mif'alun, mif'alun, like example, minsharun, minsharun is a saw. The instrument of sawing is the saw, and so minsharun on the scale of mif'alun, mif'alun, excellent. Then there's also mif'alun, 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 like mis'adun, mis'adun, mis'adun is a lift. You go up with the lift. Mis'adun, jameel. Then there's also mif'alatun, mif'alatun, like the broom that you are using. Miknasatun, miknasatun, the mikwatun, the iron, also on that scale. Mif'alatun, excellent. Let's read through the passage. Ad-darsu sabi'u. Hishamun says, أَتُرِيدِينَ شَيْئًا, do you want anything? He's speaking to a woman, obviously. أَتُرِيدِينَ, do you want? أَتُرِيدِينَ شَيْئًا مِنَ السُّوقِ, do you want anything from the marketplace? يَا أُمَّ أَحْمَدَ, يَا أُمَّ أَحْمَدَ, oh, the mother of Ahmed. And so أُمُّ أَحْمَدَ, she says, نَعَمْ, أُرِيدُ مِغْرَفَةً. Mighrafatan. Mighrafatan is like a ladle. It's like this big spoon that you use to maybe take out the food, or you use for the soup or some sort of drink. Uridu mighrafatan. Mighrafatan, a ladle, spoon. Wa miqlatan, and a frying pan. So instruments. Mighrafatan, mighrafatan, mighrafatan is on the scale of mif'alatun. Wa miqlatan, and a frying pan. Wa mikwatan, and an iron. Wa miqassan, and a scissor. Ma akthara talabatiki ya umma ahmada. Hisham says, so many things you want, O the mother of Ahmed. Your requests are so many. Ma akthara talabatika ya umma Ahmada. How many are your requests, O the mother of Ahmed? Alam ashtari laki. Did I not purchase for you هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءَ these things فِي الْعَامِ الْمَاضِي last year? Did I not purchase for you these items last year? She says, بَلَى negative type of question. So she responds, بَلَى وَلَكِنَّ correct, you know, you did so. وَلَكِنَّهَا مِنَ الطِّرَازِ الْقَدِيمِ but they are from the old model. They are from the old design, old model. Tiraz. Tiraz means model or design. Al-Qadimi. MashaAllah, she wants a new model now. وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ فِي السُّوقِ الْآنَ and they has come to the marketplace now. أَطْرِزَةٌ designs, models. حَدِيثَةٌ new. New hadithatun meaning it's new, it's up to date. وَهِيَ طَبَعًا and it's obviously, طَبَعًا, طَبَعًا means obviously, أَحْسَنُوا وَأَجْوَدُوا and they are obviously better, أَحْسَنُوا better, وَأَجْوَد and better quality. نَسِيتُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَ and I forgot to mention, نَسِيتُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَ I forgot to mention, الْقُمْحَ, قُمْحَ is like wheat, وَالْعَدَسَ and lentils, adas lentils. Isma, listen. Inna hadhal baqalu, inna hadhal baqalu al-jadidu. Indeed, the new grocer, mutaffifun is somebody who doesn't weigh properly, somebody who cheats in the weighing and in the scales. فَلَا تَشْتَرِ مِنْهُ and do not buy from him shay'an, anything at all. Let's read that one more time. بَلَا وَلَكِنَّهَا مِنَ الطِّرَازِ الْقَدِيمِ yes, but it's from the old design, old model. وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ فِي السُّوقِ الْآنَ and this come now to the marketplace. أَطْرِزَةٌ حَدِيثَةٌ new models. وَهِيَ طَبَعًا أَحْسَنُ وَأَجْوَدُ and they are obviously better and better quality. نَسِيتُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَ الْقُمْحَ وَالْعَدَسَ I forgot to mention the wheat and the lentils. اسمع إِنَّ هَذَا الْبَقَالُ الْجَدِيدُ indeed the new grocer مُطَفِّفٌ فَلَا تَشْتَرِي مِنْهُ شَيْئًا and so do not buy anything from him. Hishamun says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ as Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, woe to the person who does not do this weighing properly, he cheats in it. وَلَكِنْ كَيْفَ عَرَفْتِ ذَلِكَ كَيْفَ عَرَفْتِ ذَلِكَ how did you know that, O Ahmed? إِنَّ الْجُبْنَ إِنَّ الْجُبْنَ that إِنَّ الْجُبْنَ indeed, the cheese, الَّذِي اشْتَرَيْتُ مِنْهُ which I bought from him, قَبْلَ أَيَّامٍ before of some days, وَزَنْتُهُ بِمِيزَانِنَا I weighed them with our scale. So, mizan is an ism ala. Mizan is the instrument for weighing. فَوَجَدْتُهُ نَاقِصًا and I found it to be less. It was less. Naqs, there was naqs in it. There was some less in it. وَكَذَلِكَ كِلْتُ الْبُرَّ and also I measured the bur. Bur also is like wheat. And so kale, I measured it, its volume. Wazn is your kilograms, your measurement of weight. And whereas kale, makil, this is the measure of volume, like liters, etc. فَوَجَدْتُهُ أَيْضًا نَاقِصًا and I also found it to be less. سَأَنْصَحُهُ Hisham says, I will advise him. وَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَوْلَهُ وَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِ and I will recite upon him قَوْلِهِ وَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَوْلِهِ وَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِ and I will recite to him قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَلَا تَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ and do not decrease the mikyal, the measure of volume and the measure of weight. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِيهِ Perhaps I hope Allah will guide him. أَتُرِيدُ أَنْتَ شَيْئًا يَا أَحْمَدُ Do you want anything, O Ahmed? نَعَمْ أُرِيدُ مِسْطَرَةً I want a ruler. مِسْطَرَةً is a ruler. You use it to make lines. وَمِمْحَاتًا and an eraser. وَمِبْرَاتًا And mibratan means your sharpener, all instruments. Mistaratan, wa mimhatan, wa mibratan. Hisham says, Hati miftah as-sayarati, bring the key of the car, bring the car key. Miftah is also an ism ala of the instrument. Min ghurfati, from my room. Ana lada babal mis'adi. I'm at the door of the lift. Walhamdulillah, he's on his way out. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We will stop here bi'iznillahi ta'ala. And we will continue lesson number 7 in our next majlis bi'iznillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah for khair in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah for knowledge which is beneficial. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Before we end of the majlis, let us go through a prophetic narration, insha'Allah. Let us go through a qa'ida min qawa'id an-nabawiyyah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ That the one who is strong is not necessarily the one who ليس الشديد بالسرعة. The one who is strong is not necessarily the person who is physically strong. Rather, the one who is able to hold himself back when he is angry, that person there is the strong one. Walhamdulillah. You find that sur'a is like when you wrestle one another. The brothers are engaged in wrestling, etc. One might say, well, this wrestler is very, very strong and stuff like that. But strength is not necessarily only in that. The greatest strength is that when you are angry, you are able to control yourself. When you are angry, and subhanAllah, the man comes, Ya Rasulullah, advise me, don't get angry. Some more, don't get angry. Again, don't get angry. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the same advice. La taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. Subhanallah. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ Those who stay away from the major sins and lewdness and fahisha, etc. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ And when they are angry, etc. So Allah talks about these major sins, then Allah talks about the matter of anger. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. How many a crime has been committed because a person was angry, and then they say, well, I got angry, I didn't know what to do, and my anger got the better of me, etc. So the one who is strong is the one who is able to control his anger. In reality, as some of the people of the past, they said that the true jihad is jihaduka nafsuka wa hawak, that where you make jihad against your nafs and your desires. Jihad against your nafs and your desires. So you got anger on one hand, you also have your temptations and your desires on the other hand. So the person who is strong, he is the one who is able to control that. Walhamdulillah. With regards to anger, then we seek Allah's protection from anger. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, when we are angry. We also have been learned that be silent when you are angry. Don't say anything, because for as long as you haven't said anything, then you cannot regret it, insha'Allah. But you say something wrong, and then the disaster befalls. Also, if you are sitting, then if you are standing, then maybe sit down. If you don't have wudu, go and make wudu. Even if you have wudu, go and take a fresh wudu, insha'Allah. These are some tips for us to implement when we are angry. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, how many a house has been destroyed because someone was angry and then they divorced? How many a person has taken the life of another, he says, because he was angry, subhanAllah. How many examples of road rage we have? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the matter of anger. The one who is strong is the one who is able to control his anger. Walhamdulillah. Just a few words in terms of vocab before we end off, insha'Allah. khabar. What does khabar mean? Khabar means news or information. What does khatama? Khatama means to close or to finish something. We put a khatam. Khatam is the closing, the finishing, the last. Khatam is also a stamp, the ring that you use to stamp, etc. We also find that khubz means bread. Khashya means to fear something, to be afraid of something. Kharitatun is a map. Kharitatun is a map. Khala'a, yakhla'u means to remove something, to take off something. Khalifatun is the successor, the follower. So we have the Khalifa of the Muslims, of the believers. Khilaf means differences of opinion, etc. We also find that the word khawf means fear, walhamdulillah. As for khair means good. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And on that note of khair, we will end off here, inshaAllah. We ask Allah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah for knowledge which is beneficial. Until we meet again, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Until we meet again, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we leave you in the safety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.